The final day of voting in Georgia's high-stakes Senate runoffs is underway. Today's elections will determine which party controls the Senate, and that will ultimately determine how difficult or easy it'll be for President-elect Joe Biden to get his agenda through Congress. Let's check back in with Emil Moffitt, a reporter at member station WABE in Atlanta. And Emil, both Senate seats are up for grabs in Georgia, and polls have been open for several hours already now today. What are you seeing? How are things going?
Mostly smooth. No reports of really long lines or major technical snags so far this morning. There have been a few smaller counties that have seen some problems with the voting machines and had to go to emergency paper ballots, but nothing in the metro counties. And that's been for good news for voters like Susanna Duran, who works for a Latino outreach group. She was first in line this morning as polls opened at Pittman Park Recreational Center in Southwest Atlanta. She says she just didn't have the time to vote early as polling places adjusted to hours over the holidays.
I should have voted earlier, but it's been so busy. I work in elections too. So we've been organizing and it's just been so wild all these hours.
And it's interesting that the early voting period was around Christmas and New Year's this year. So people did go out to vote, even though it's been a very busy time of year to have a runoff election.
Well, in fact, it looks like 3 million people went out and cast their ballots during that early voting period. So taking that and what you're also seeing there at the polls today, how does this election compare to previous runoffs in terms of turnout? What does it say about the enthusiasm in this election?
It says a lot. Normally, you do see a pretty big drop off from the general to the runoff election. But while turnout was down slightly from the general election in November, it's still really robust in this runoff elections. And that, I think, speaks to the national implications of this race. And of course, voters on both sides of the aisle say it'll affect not only the national landscape, but also their everyday lives as well.
You told us that things appear to be going smoothly so far today, but at a press conference yesterday, a top state election official, Gabriel Sterling, had this morning.
We anticipate there could be any number of potential threats out there that could be attempting to encourage or discourage turnout. We encourage everybody to please turn out, be safe, be smart, and don't let anybody get in the way of you casting your vote.
So what do we know about those threats and what kind of precautions are being taken?
The threats have been described as vague, but county officials have been preparing for weeks, working with law enforcement there in each county to make sure voters and election employees are safe. But it should be noted that we have seen and continue to see threats made against county officials, against state officials, including Gabriel Sterling, the official we just heard from, as well as some lawmakers following the very contentious November election and the aftermath.
Well, it has been contentious, and look no further to the rally that President Trump had in Georgia yesterday. He spent most of it repeating baseless claims of voter fraud and falsely said that he won the state in November. It was the same message we heard in that phone call with Georgia's Republican Secretary of State over the weekend. Have you heard anything more in the past 24 hours? I know we had you on yesterday to talk about this phone call, but have you heard anything more if Trump's constant undermining of Georgia's voting system is impacting the race today or turnout today?
As far as turnout goes, we're seeing similar numbers to what we saw on Election Day in November, kind of a steady flow of voters, but no major lines like we've seen in past election. So I think it might actually be tonight when polls close, when we're able to get kind of a good gauge of the full effects of President Trump's continued baseless claims of fraud. But from some of the supporters of President Trump we've talked to, it seems like most are kind of holding their noses and going to the polls anyway. But with the races so close, every vote is going to be important. And so if there are just a few holdouts, that could affect the race.
Polls close tonight at 7 Eastern. How long before we know the outcome of this election? Could it be a really drawn out process like we saw in the general back in November?
There's a potential for it to be. Counties did have a jump start on processing the absentee ballots. They were able to start 2 weeks ago processing the ballots, and they had to start a week ago getting through those. But there are a million absentee ballots to count in this runoff election, so it very likely could be a day or two, especially depending on how close these races end up being.
All right, we'll be there to watch it. Emil Moffitt, a reporter at member station WABE in Atlanta. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.